We begin the Kar Masechta, Masechta Pesachim, we begin with Daf Beis. Now, since the structure of this Masechta is basically along the order of what Pesach actually is, and therefore it starts from the first thing that actually happens, which is the Bedik of HaChametz, and then it goes through the different components of the Yomtiv, going through till Arve Pesachim, talking about the Seder night. And obviously on the way, talking about what happens after the night of the 14th, which is the day, talking about the Karban Pesach, so it goes through that whole transition. So our Masechta begins, and our Perek begins, with Ur La Ba Asa. So the Mishnah begins. Ur La Ba Asa. There will be a big debate in the Gemara, a machlekes, regarding what is the definition of Ar. But Lamaskana, the Gemara will say that Ar means the evening. The evening of the 14th, that is, the night before the day, that is, the night is the first thing in the Torah when it starts. So when it's the day of 14th start, which is at the nighttime, then we have a chiv. There's a halacha that boikin is a chametz. We have to check for the chametz, for any leaven or any leavened bread, that therefore we shouldn't be over on the two loisases, the two negative prohibitions of bayira, bayimatz, that no chametz should be seen or found in one's possession. La'ar haner, and this is done to the light of a candle, and the Gemara Davzan will explain the reason for this. So the Mishnah says that, however, kol makim she'in machnisim mechametz, any area where chametz is never brought over there, in tzarech bedikah, there is no necessity for checking for chametz there, because chametz is not brought there, and therefore you don't have to check. Therefore, the Mishnah asks, so therefore, ubame amru, then therefore, regarding what did we say, which the Mishnah will quote in a moment, that bei shuris, regarding two rows of barrels which are organized by maratif in the wine cellar, that you have to check over there, and therefore, basically, the Mishnah is preempting the machlokes that they're going to quote and say, since we just said that anywhere where you don't bring chametz into, there's no chiv to check, so why, regarding this case, that we find that there's a machlokes regarding exactly how to check, that there's a chiv to check? And that the Mishnah explains that we only spoke about a type of a wine cellar that is, there is a chiv bedika, because it is a makim shemechnisa bechametz, it is an area where chametz is brought into. And that is, we're talking about a certain type of wine cellar where they use the wine directly for the table, for the food that they're eating at that moment, at that meal. And that sometimes the shamish, the attending waiter, that he gets up to pour wine and he's holding bread in his hand because he's also eating. And when the wine on the table gets done, so he goes down, still holding his bread, to get wine from the cellar, and therefore there is reason to suspect that there would be chametz brought there. It is a makim shemechnisa bechametz. And that's why it's a chiv bedika. And regarding that is what we have the following machlekes. Regarding this wine cellar, Beishami Oimrim, Beis Shurois al Pnei Kol HaMartev. The chiv bedika that's there are two rows along the entire area of the wine cellar, where the Gemara and Daf Ches will explain exactly what is that a reference to. Beisil Oimrim and Beisil say, they argue, they say, Shtei Shurois HaChitzainis, only the two outer rows, Shehin El Yonis, which are the upper rows. And again, the Gemara, they will explain what exactly is that in reference to. So now, the Gemara begins a Machlekes, which will go even into Daf Gimel. And that is, the Gemara asks, my Ur, when it says that the Ur of the 14th day of Nisan is the time when we check with a candle for the Chametz, what does that mean? What does the word Ur mean? So we have a Machlekes, Rav Huna says, Nagi. It means light. Like generally we define that Ur means light. So it means the light, means to say the morning, as the Gemara will assume. Rav Yehuda Amar Leila, Rav Yehuda says, it's the nighttime. As the Gemara explains, it was assumed, the one that says the light means literally the light. In other words, when the light of the sun comes out on the 14th of Nisan, that is when the bedikah is done. The one who says it's at nighttime literally means at nighttime, and it's the evening of the 14th. That's what it was assumed the machlekes was when they define what does Ur mean. Does Ur mean the light, or does it mean night? That it means either light literally in the morning, or if it means night, which means the evening of. So there the Gemara goes and asks a bunch of questions on one Manda Amr, and then they ask a bunch of questions on the other one, then goes back to the other one, and continuously tries to refine a proof that will show that Or either means morning or that it means night. So the Gemara begins asking on the Manda Amr that says that it means night, that it means evening. Meisvei, we learned there's a pasuk in Bereishis. It says, Haboiker Or, the morning was light, v'hanoshim shulcha, and the men were sent away. That's a reference to when the Shvatim were being sent away from Yosef. So now the Gemara assumes right now, in their question from the Pasuk, is that it says that when the morning was, what was that? That was Ur. So therefore we see that the morning is called Ur. That's when the men were sent away. Almar Yamamahu. So obviously we see that Ur is a reference to day. So how could you say that Ur La Bar Asa means the evening of the 14th? So the Gemara answers, Miksiv ha'ur boiker. Did it say that the ur was boiker? Which that would sound like that ur is boiker. That you could say that ur in that, if it was saying in that frame of reference, it would say that ur, that it's a noun, That is called what? That's called Baker. That Baker is called Ar. That's if it would say Ar Baker. But it doesn't. It says the exact reverse. It says Ha Baker Ar, that the morning was Ar. Ksiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk, which means to say that that Ar is not a noun. Rather, it's descriptive of the Baker. It's a verb. That the Baker was Ar. That when the Baker became light, that's when the men, the Shvatim, the brothers of Yosef, were sent away. Kamanda Amma, as the saying goes, Tzafra Nahar, when the morning became light. And the Pasuk is teaching you a lesson regarding Derech Eretz, the way of proper conduct from the brothers of Yosef, that they waited till the sun came out, till the morning started. And that is because Rabbi Yehuda Merav. And as we're going to say what his teaching was, but the Gemara's answer is that this context, Or, was not a noun. It was a verb, it was descriptive of the morning. That is when it became light. But when Or in itself is a noun, which is saying what it is, then it would be a reference to nighttime. As this mandamit says, Or Lebar also is a reference to the evening. And this is not a difficulty because it's not saying Or Baker, which would sound like this Or, what this object is, this noun, this person, place, or thing, is Baker. It says a Baker Or, which means to say that the Baker was Or, that it was lighting up, it was a verb. And what's the lesson that the Pasuk is teaching us to say that it was when it was Baker Or, then they were sent away? If it's not defining what it is, it's not defining Or as Baker, rather it's being descriptive of the Baker, what's the lesson? A person should always enter in a state of Kitav. That is, when someone's going out on the road, he should go into a motel, he should get off the road when the sun is still shining, the Yatzah B'chitav, and he should leave from the place of lodging also in the state of Kitav. And that is tomorrow, the next morning, he should wait until Netzacham, until the sunrise, and then go out. That will be good for him because the light is good for a person. And that's the term of Kitav. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem saw the light, Kitav, that it's good. Now what's the good about the light that you should get off the road when it's the light and get on only when it's light? As Rashi tells us, because of the wild animals and the bandits. So that's the lesson we learned from the Shvatim, that they only left when it was already light time. And that's the lesson of Habayker Or. But it's not defining Or as a noun, and therefore it's not a question. So the Gemara continues asking, may say, from a different pasuk. We learn in Shmuel Beis, it says, Ucha Or Baker, and like the light was Baker, and like the Or was the morning, Yizrach Shemesh, the sun will shine forth. Now, again, the Gemara assumes, it sounds like, that it's that Ur is the noun. Because here the word Ur is first. And that David HaMelech in this Pasuk in Shmuel Beis is saying that just like this Ur, which is Baker, that's what it sounds like, Ur, Baker, that it is Baker, that so too the sun will shine forth for the tzaddikim, for the righteous, that they're going to go out from the darkness to the world to come, to Olam Haba. So therefore the Gemara asks, Amma Or Yamamahu. So you see obviously that Or is a reference to the day, because here you see that Or is coming first, and that Baker is being descriptive of this noun, that it's the same thing. On that the Gemara answers again, it's still not exactly true, because Miksiv Or Baker, it doesn't say Or, that this object, this entity of Or, this noun, that it is Baker, which that would connote that it's a noun, and it would be saying that this is what it would be defining it when it says that Or Baker, and so too Yizrach Shemesh. It doesn't say that. It has a chof over there. It says Ucha Or Baker Ksiv. It says that when the light is morning, so what does that mean? It means to say that it's, again, it's not a noun. It's using it as descriptive of Baker. It's a Ucha Or. Rather, it's saying that when the morning gets lit up, then the sun will shine forth. And this is what David HaMelech was saying, and this was the message he was saying. Ucha Or Baker, that when the morning will start to light up, but Olam Hazeh, in this world, which is dark and murky, when the day starts, which is by Alois HaShachar, when it's the break of dawn, it's still dark then. However, Ke'ein Zricha Shemesh, that it will be lit up like when the sun shines forth in today's times, in Olam Hazeh, which is much later than Alois HaShachar. It will be, however, lit up litzadikim lo'olam haba, for the righteous in the world to come. That is, that moment of Alois HaShachar, the break of dawn, which is generally dark, in the future for the tzadikim, for the righteous, will be lit up. And the reason is, because since the light will be so great in the world to come, even Alois HaShachar of the Olam Haba will be as lit up as the Netzachama of this world, of the Olam Hazeh. And therefore, that was his message that he was saying. But again, not that it was defining Or as Baker, but rather it was being descriptive of the Baker, similar to the Gemara's previous teretz, because here it doesn't say Or, it says Ucha Or Baker. and that is when it will be lit up of the Baker, that will be Kezerach HaShemesh, like the sun will shine forth. That is in the times of the future, the tzaddikim will have a Lois HaShachar, like our Netzach HaMa of today. So again, the Gemara continues to ask, Meisvei, from a different pasuk in Bereishis, it says, Vayikra Elikim L'Oryam, that Hashem called the Or, he called it Yom. Now, Alma Or Yamamahu, so this seems to be a clear-cut raya, that Or is day. It's calling, he's using it as descriptive of Or, that it is day. So the Gemara says, no, Hachikama. What the pasuk was saying is, Lemeir Uba, again, in the verbiage, not in a form of a noun, rather, this action of when the light was coming, Karoyim, that is what he called day. And that is when it started to get light, but again, here it's not that or in its noun form that it is yom. It's talking about the action of light coming. That's what he called daytime. But if it just had the word or, it would be a reference to Lila, to nighttime. But the Gemara asks Elamata, if that's the case, if that's what how you define the pasuk in Bereishis, when then the pasuk says ulochosha kara Lila, and that for darkness he called that night. So you would interpret based on your on the logic of your interpretation, lemachshich uvar kara Lila, that you would say that oh, when it started getting dark, that's what he called nighttime. But that can't be. Vokaimelon, but already have, and this is the first sugya in Shas and Masechtas Brachas all the way on Daf Beis, that the Atzei Kachavim Yamamuhu, up until the, when the stars come out, it's still considered halachically day. As the Pasuk in Nechemya Perek Dal says, Me'aloisa Shachar, from the break of dawn, Vatzei Kachavim, until when the stars come out, is only then is when it starts to be night, because up until then it's all day. So you can't say to define the Pasuk that when it started getting dark, which is much earlier, that then it's that's what he called Lila, because not true. Lila is only much later when the stars come out, not when it gets dark. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather, this is the way you have to answer. Hachikamet. This is what the pasuk means to say when it says, Vayikra lekim l'or yom, that he called the or day, not like the way we just interpreted, as it wouldn't work well with the rest of the pasuk, but rather, Karye rachamanu l'nahayra. Hashem called to the light. And that is when it says over here Vayikra, it's not like we had assumed up until now that it was like some type of a Kriya Shem, that he was calling it what its name is. That to say that he called Or Yom. Rather, he was calling the creation of light, which he had created from his glory, Ufakdei HaMitzvos Dimam, and he commanded it, this light, he commanded it regarding the mitzvahs of the day. And that is, he commanded the sun, I want you to do your work by the daytime. But again, it's not that he's calling Or Yom, and therefore you see that the definition of Or is Yom. No, he called to the Or, he said, come here, and I want you to do your work during the daytime. That's when the sun will do its work. And then Hashem called to the darkness, and he commanded it regarding the commandments of the nighttime. And he says, look, you darkness, I want you to rule by nighttime. And this that it says, Kara, that he called, the Yikra, is like a king that calls his servants to come to him. That's what it is. But nothing about that he's calling it and calling it a name. And you see clearly that that's its definition. No, it's that he called it to do work, sun at day, darkness at nighttime. So now the Gemara goes and asks on the other mandama. Meisvei, from the one that says that it was Nigi, that says that it was L'or, or actually means the light, that it was the morning of the 14th. But we have a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Halleluhu, that they should praise Kokoichvi are all the stars of Ur. Now, Alma Ur Urtuhu, obviously, that Ur is obviously a reference to nighttime because when do the stars come out? At night. So we're calling the Koichvi Ur. Obviously, that Ur is at nighttime. And then the Gemara says, no, Hachikama. The Pasuk in Tehillim is saying, Hallelujah, Kokoichovim Hamairim, that all the stars that give light, they should give praise to Hashem. And that's what it says, Kokoichvi Ur. Not that Ur is during the nighttime. But it's a description of those type of stars that they should give praise to Hashem. But then the Gemara asks, so what are you saying? The way you define the pasuk, oh, that stars that give light, oh, they should praise Hashem. They should be hallelujah. But the stars that don't give light, they should not give praise to Hashem. But it says over there in the pasuk, hallelujah, kol tzavakav, that all his hosts should give praise to him. Which would sound even like the stars that don't give light. So how can you say that Kechvei are only the stars that give light, but the stars that don't give light? Nah, it's not true. So that can't be the interpretation. Obviously, it's saying that it's by or, by nighttime, when the stars come out, that's when they give praise, because that's a description of what or is. It's a noun over there. So the Gemara says, no. Elohok kamash malon. Rather, the chiddush of the pasuk is teaching us, the or de kechavim nami arhu, that the light of stars is also considered light. And that is, in truth, it's like we interpreted it, and that it wouldn't be a question. It's talking about stars that give light. But then the question was, oh, but the stars that don't give light, they don't say praise? What the pasuk was saying was why he called it koich ve'er was not to exclude stars that don't give light, because all stars give light, and therefore it's not coming to exclude anything. What the pasuk is teaching us is that the light of stars is called light, and that's why he calls it called koich ve'er. Now, so the Gemara asks, l'may nafkim, you know, what would be the difference? Why, if it's considered light or not, that the pasuk would have to be descriptive about that in defining the stars as their light as being light? If you're saying that it's not just telling us that that's when the kechavim are, that or means night, you're saying or would be in the morning, but we're here, it's a description of the kechavim. What would be the difference to say that it's called or? And that the Gemara says, l'noy dimin or, the difference would be, and that's why the pasuk had to reveal us this, for someone that takes an oath from light. If someone takes an oath from light, he's forbidden the light of the stars, and that is what the pasuk had to give us, that definition, in explaining that starlight is also considered light. And therefore, if you make an oath from light, you're forbidden in that also. But again, it's not telling us that or is by nighttime. It could be, like the other man, the Amma, that or is always a reference to the morning when it's a noun and when it's not being descriptive. So the Gemara continues to ask on this man, the Amma, that or means morning. Meisvei, we learn the pasuk in Eiv. It says, "Lo ur yakum ritzech." To the ur is when the murderer gets up. Yiktol anu ve'evri, and he kills the poor and the destitute. Uvalayla hikaganav, and at nighttime he's going to be like a robber. So the Gemara continues in Amud Beis and says, "Hamaduka amar uvalayla hikaganav." And the fact that the end of the pasuk says that at nighttime he'll be like the robber, so obviously you could infer that the beginning of the pasuk that says regarding ur, that's daytime. And as Rashi explains, what the pasuk, the lesson that the pasuk is teaching us, is that at the daytime, when the people are going on the roads, then the murderer gets up by the fork in the road, and he kills the people and he takes their money. And at nighttime, the end of the pasuk says, he becomes like a robber, and he digs into houses to steal their money. So, however, alma or yamamahu, but ultimately you see that ar is a reference to day, because it's saying, whatever we said in the beginning of the pasuk, that's what he is, which with the pasuk said ar. And at nighttime, oh, that's when he's like this, not a murderer, but rather a thief. Now, so obviously the first half was talking about something else, which is day, not nighttime. So obviously that ar is a reference to day, not to nighttime. And that the Gemara answers, Hasam, over there, the intent was not to say about day, rather it was in reference to the term of ar, to light. Now, how would that be a contrast to nighttime? And that the Gemara says that the Hachikama, what the pasuk was saying was the following drasha. If it's so obvious to you, like the day, like the light of day, then the fashas kasi, that he's coming regarding a person's life, that it means he's coming to kill you, then he's a murderer, and therefore, you could save yourself by killing him. However, this is what the end of the pasuk says. V'imesavtulach milsa kalelya. If it's not so clear to you that he would murder you, and like nighttime, which is dark and you can't see, then he should be in your eyes only like a thief. And that is, you cannot save yourself by killing him in that type of a day. And as Rashi explains, there's a permission the Torah gives to somebody regarding someone that's digging into a person's house, that he's allowed to kill him. As a pasuk in Shemayis Chav Beis says, that im b'machteres yimatzei haganav, if in the cave that he's digging, you find the robber, b'huk of a mace, and you hit him and he dies, ein l'dam, there's no blood on your hands. You're not chayav for killing him. Which is what our pasuk in Eve is defining, that if it's clear to you, like the light of day, that he's coming to kill you. In other words, there's everybody else besides a father who's coming to steal from his son, that those type of people that he knows that love him, and therefore that type of person would not kill him. Everybody else, if the person of the homeowner would stand up to the thief to save his money, the one who's coming to steal would go ahead and kill him. That type of person is what the pasuk calls reitzeach. He's a murderer. That type of person, anybody could come and save the homeowner with the life of the one that's coming to dig. You could kill him. But that's what the end of the pasuk is saying, that balayla, that at nighttime, in other words, if it's not clear to you, like nighttime when you can't see clearly, which is, for example, a person that loves you, like a father that cares about you very much, and that is, if you would stand up to him and say, hey, get away, you're trying to steal my money, he wouldn't kill you, then he should be in your eyes kaganav, like a robber, and then you cannot save your stuff by killing him. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Ayin Beis Mabeis says, that a father that's coming to dig by his son's house to steal money from him, he cannot be killed in the machter. So therefore, what the Gemara is answering is that this pasuk is talking about a whole different drasha. It's not a contrast of night and day. Rather, it's saying like light, where then you know clearly that he's coming to kill you, then you can kill him. He's a ritzach. But if it's Lila, like it's not so clear that you think he probably wouldn't kill you, then you can't kill him. And if you kill him, then you're liable for his death. Like a father trying to steal money from his son, that he wouldn't kill his son. And therefore, that's calling it Balila, that is Kaganam, not like a Ritzach. So the Gemara continues asking, Meisvei, we learned in the Pasuk in Eiv, it says, Yechshechu koichvei nishvei, that the stars of his night became dark, Yikav lo'er v'ayin, that he yearns for the daytime, but it's not there, V'al yira ba'af apei shachar, may he not see the glimmer of dawn. And so the Gemara says, B'dika'ama yikav lo'er v'ayin, from the fact that it says that what it was obviously talking about, that the nighttime is yearning for the ur, and it's not there, Alma ur yamamahu. Obviously, it's saying that ur is daytime. And that's what the Pasuk was saying, that it was talking about darkness and nighttime, and it's yearning for ur, and it's not there. So obviously, this Pasuk in Eve is saying that ur is yam. So this is difficult. In the Mandama, it says, again, continuing on the same thing, but this Mandama, that ur is a reference to ur la ba'asu, is in the evening time. We see ur is the morning time. Another thing where it says no. It's again, it's talking about something totally different. Hasa melit hu dekalayit le'iv lemazel. That pasuk is talking about where Eve is cursing his mazel, his fortune, his luck. Amar, he said, Yehi Rava, let it be the will delatzafiach gavrilinahar, that this person, in other words, a reference to himself, should yearn for light. In other words, for something that gives light. It's not talking about daytime. V'loy lishakhe, and that he shouldn't find it. But again, not that we're talking about that the name of the day is light time. It's not saying that he's yearning for daytime. Rather, he's yearning for light, and that's not there. In other words, the reason why we had assumed that it's difficult and it sounds like the ur is yoim is because it sounds like it's talking about by nighttime, which is dark, and he's yakav, he's yearning for ur. Now, what would ur be? That would obviously be the light of the morning. But that he's saying, no, it's a reference to his mazel, to his difficulty, his challenges. It's not real night and real day, and that he's looking for the light to be able to see. And that is why it's not difficult, because it's talking about ur, real ur, and not a reference to daytime. So it's not difficult. It's not talking about the noun of day being light. Rather, it means light in the sense of being able to get out of his troubles. So Gemara continues asking on this Madama. Meisvei, we learned in the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Vo'emer, and I said, and that is David HaMelech is saying that I thought in my difficulties when I was being chased, Ach Choshech, only darkness, and that is with this darkness is how I'm gonna die. I'm gonna pass away in this darkness. Yishrufeni, that it shadows me, and that this is constantly on me, this darkness and this night that's around me. However, David HaMelech says, the Laila or Badeni, that even the darkness was ur for me. And that is the darkness that I was constantly in became ur for me. And now obviously if he's calling that his darkness was nighttime for him. Obviously, if it became ur, obviously it's saying that the night became daytime. So obviously what David HaMelech is saying, that the night became day. So you see again that Alma, or Yamamahu, obviously ur is daytime and not nighttime. Another Gemara says no. Hasam Hachei Kamar, again, it's a deeper message. It's not really ur as in daytime, but similar to the other two roots. And the Gemara says that Ani Amarti, David HaMelech says that I said, because of my sin, Ach choshech yishufeni lo'el haba, that only darkness will surround me, will shadow me to the world to come. That even from the world to come, I will be chased away from. Shehudayim liyam, which is similar to daytime. Again, it's not reference to day, but rather to olam haba. But achshav, but now that I have been forgiven for that sin, ha'olam hazeh, shehudayim lalayla, then this world, which is similar to nighttime, that in other words, even from this world, which I was constantly in a state of darkness and embarrassment, disgrace, Urba Deni, even this became light for me. And that is, Hashem made a light for me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it be known to the enemies of David in the days of his son Shlomo, that he had forgiven David HaMelech when they tried to bring the Urin into the base Kachi HaKadoshim, and the gates were closed, as the Gemara in Ma'id Katan explains. That is what the message that David HaMelech is saying, that he thought that even the Ur is going to be darkness for me. He thought even the Olam Haba is going to be dark. Turns out that even the Laila, again, not Laila and Yoim to prove that Ur is Yoim, that he thought even Laila, which is this world, is going to be, that even that ended up being Ur, and not just that, and the exact opposite of what he had assumed it to be, that the Laila turned into Ur, but again, not that the night turned into day, but rather that this world turned into the next world, and that he had the Ur even in this world. So now the Gemara goes back to ask on the other mandama that we had originally asked on. Meisvei, on the one that says that Ur is Nigi, that it's light time, now the Gemara is going to ask that it seems that it's nighttime. There's a Mishnah later on that says, Behuda says, Beitkin, we check for the Chametz, Ur Laba Aser, as we're going to see what that exactly means, the Ur of the 14th, Uba Arba Aser Shachas, the 14th in the morning, Uba Shasabi, and at the time when the Chametz is burnt. Now somebody come, Rabbi Yehuda Boitkin Ur Laba Aser. Uba Arba Aser Shachas, and the fact that he says these is two different times, that we check in the Ur of the 14th and the 14th in the morning, Ama Ur Ortuhu. Obviously, light is in the evening. Now, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda will be explained later on in the parak, but obviously it's clear that they're two different times. So the Gemara says, Shema Amino. From here, it's a proof that Ur Laba Aser is not the light of the 14th, meaning the morning, but rather it's a reference to the evening of the 14th, is when the time we check for Chametz on Erev Pesach. But then the Gemara continues to ask on that Manda Amar Meisve. We learned, Me'imisar Ba Aser, Aser Basis Malacha. When is it that, what time is it of the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach that's forbidden in doing a Malacha? And that is, there were places where there was a minig to have an Isser on Erev Pesach of doing malacha. As the Gemara says in Daf Nun, that a place where they don't do malacha, and I'll do malacha. So it's important to know what was the timing that they had that minig. Shabbalezim ben Yaakov Oymer, he says, Mishas Ha'or, from the time of the Or. But before that, even if there was a minig, that's called Bat Ladait, and that we don't consider as part of the Isser. So therefore, it's only from the time of the Or. Bihudaim Mishas Hanetzachama, from the time of when the sun rises. So the Brisa continues, Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Yehuda, he says, you that you say that the time of the Issa Malacha on Erev Pesach starts from Netzach Chama, from sunrise, I don't understand. Where do we find the day that only part of the day is forbidden in doing a Malacha? But part of it, which is from Alois HaShachar, when the day actually starts, from the break of dawn until Netzach Chama, until sunrise, that then it's permitted to do Malacha. Where do we find splitting up a day, half being Mutter, in other words, part being mutter and part being aser. So Amaleis, Rabbi Yehuda responded to him. He says, "Hu atzma yichich." What do you mean? This day itself can prove to you this idea of splitting it up, and that is shemiktasi mutter b'achilas chametz. Part of the day is permitted in eating chametz. That is up until 6 hours into the day, as the Gemara on Daf Yud Alf Amud Beis will explain. You are permitted to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Umiktasi aser b'achilas chametz, and yet part of the day is forbidden after that to eat chametz. So don't ask me where do you find an Isser being split half and half. We find clearly on this day itself, not regarding malacha, but regarding eating chametz, that it is split in the day itself. But now the Gemara concludes regarding the question on the Manda Amma that says that Oyer is day. Midikam Rabbi Yehuda Mishas and Netzachama, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that when there's this Isser of doing malacha regarding the place to have such a minig on Erev Pesach, that's from the time of when the sun rises. Now, Alma or the Kamer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So obviously the one who argues in him, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that he says it starts by Ur, obviously Urtuhu. Obviously he's arguing that it doesn't start when the day starts in Netzachama. Obviously it starts by the evening when it gets dark, when the Shkia Sachama happens after the night of the 13th going into the 14th. And therefore you see again that Ur is night, that as we said before, and not morning. So the Gemara says, "Loy." No, from there it's not going to be a riot, because my Ur, what does he mean that he says Ur that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda? Amud HaShachar means from the break of dawn, but not from the night before. Rather, just not Netzachama, but Amud HaShachar. And that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's his opinion, that it starts on Amud HaShachar by the break of dawn, so the Ka'amalei, so this that he told Rabbi Yehuda as a question as showing that he's wrong in saying it's Netzachama, that he said, he said to him, where do you find the day? The part of it is mutter, part of it is aser. You're saying from Alois HaShachar to Netzachama that then it's mutter to do malacha, but afterwards it's not. Where do you find the day, part yeah, part not? Let him say his same question to himself. But according to the way we just described, that Ur means Amud HaShachar, he could say to himself, where do we find that the day is forbidden, but the night is mutter? And therefore, he could have asked it. Obviously, Ur is the evening, and you're saying that Ur means the Amud HaShachar. It's not a Rai that Ur means the evening. But then, again, where do you find a differentiation that the night would be Mutter and the day being Aser? Another thing Gemara says, no, that's not difficult. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hachama, what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was saying was, this Iser is the Iser Drabanan, regarding not doing Malacha on Erev Pesach. It's not a Day Raisa. And therefore, he says, Bishlem l'didi, it's very well understood according to my interpretation, that I'm saying that the Issa starts from Amud HaShachar, that Ashkachna we find generally regarding things of Drabanan, the Kopalgi Rabbanan ben Yom L'melelya. We do find regarding Yisru Drabanan, that Drabanan differentiate between night and day, that the night is Mutter and the day is Asa. Where do we find that? They tell him, like, well, in the Braisa, Kabitayna Sibir, regarding a public fast. It says, Ad Masai Oichel V'shaisim, until when are they allowed to eat that the tainus is going to start? So there's a machloikis. Ad sheyal amud hashachar, until the break of dawn, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. B'shimon ha'emer, ad kreis agev, until the rooster crows. But according to either opinion, we find that it's only starting in the morning time, either when the kreis agev or with alois hashachar, but it doesn't start at the night. The whole night time is permitted to eat. So you see in the Tainus Tzibur, there's a differentiation between night and day. But according to you, where do we find that in the day itself that they give different measurements, that this part of the day is asr, this part of the day is mutter? Where do we ever find such an idea? That was his question. So Amalei, and that is what Rabbi Yehuda responded in the Braisa, who atz meichich. What do you mean? The day of Erev Pesach itself will prove that I'm right. Shemiktasi muta bechilas chametz. Miktasi also bechilas chametz. Part of the day is permitted to eat chametz up until 6 hours into the day, and part of it's also from then till Pesach. So therefore, it's not difficult to me. That's the Gemara asked. Shapir kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar. Seems like he had a good response. What is Rabbi Elazar's question? You see in this Isser itself, on this day, regarding chametz, that there is a difference in the day itself. And that Gemara says, "Hachi kamalei Rabbi Elazar." What Rabbi Elazar was telling him was, "What do you mean? Aminu locha no malachad rabbanan? What did I tell you? I told you regarding what we're arguing about, regarding doing malach on Erev Pesach, that regarding an Issa rabbanan, that where do we ever find something that it's customary for them to split up an Issa rabbanan in the day itself?" To say that here also we're going to make a gzeira of not doing malach only in part of the day, but part of the day not. That's what I asked you. We never find such a thing. Vada Amrit Li, and what did you answer me? Chametz Dairaisa, regarding the Isra of Chametz, of eating Chametz, which is the Isra Dairaisa. In other words, your proof to me in showing that, yeah, you could split up a day, and I'll show you from Erev Pesach itself, from eating Chametz, that's the Isra Dairaisa, which is the Gzeir Sarkasiv. That's not measurements of Chacham that we find Chacham will say something that, oh, part yeah, part no. We don't find they make such a difference. And that is, what he's telling him is, that the Ad Hacha Asar Achmanav, Ad Hacha Shar Achmanav, don't prove to me from Chametz, which is the Issa Dereisa, because that is what's called the Gzeiras HaKasev. The Pasuk delineates, this is when it starts, this is when it ends. So that makes sense. I understand that the Issa of Chametz on Erev Pesach could make a difference when it starts. But regarding the Rabbanim, when they make an Issa, that we never found that there's a difference in the times of the day. They either say that this day is forbidden or it's mutter. Only by night we find like me. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Elazar's response to him is saying, I don't understand you, what you're answering to me. However, Idach, what Rabbi Yehuda would hold, what he would respond to that question is, that no, in spite of that, there's still Shoyis Drabbanan. There are still extra hours of that are rabbinic. In other words, besides the biblical prohibition, which starts only 6 hours into the day until Pesach, like the Gemara later on, Daf Yadav will explain, that Chacham added on 2 extra hours. Like the Mishnah tells us that one is allowed to eat chametz the entire 4th hour. Then what's called toilin, that we're not sure about the 5th hour, and we don't go ahead and burn it. But in the beginning of the 6th hour, then we burn it. So we see there are rabbinic 2 hours that are forbidden of eating chametz on Erev Pesach, yet the first 4 hours of the day are not forbidden. So Yehuda says that you see even the rabbinic iser, which is regarding eating the chametz of the 5th and the 6th, that then that is only the rabbanan. That's they made the iser for only part of the day. But the first part of the day, the first 4 hours, are permitted. So you see that it's not true that even regarding iser rabbanan, there are differences in the day itself. But v'idach, but Rabbi Elazar, he would respond that even though that's rabbinic, that iser of chametz is not similar to what we're talking about. Because Harchakahu the Avad Rabbanan Lidairaisa, that halacha is a harchaka, a distancing that the Chachamim made for the Adairaisa. And that is the reason why they made even 2 hours before the 6th hour to be forbidden, is because of a cloudy day. And the people that are not so proficient in the hours, they make a mistake between the 6th hour and the 7th hour, and they might come to be over on the Isadairaisa. However, here, what we're discussing is a totally rabbinic Isser about doing a malacha on Erev Pesach. And that, once a Chum make a Gzera, they make it for the entire day. We don't find a rabbinic invention of an Isser to be part yeah, part not. There is totally different. Don't make me arrive from there where you see they only made it for part and part not. It's just drawing back the Isser Deraisa a little bit more because of the concern of being over on the Isser Deraisa. But when they create an Isser, like here, by doing Malach on Erev Pesach, which is a total rabbinic invention, that we do not find any differentiation between the parts of the day. And that's Rabbi Elazar's response that he held that it seems to be clear that it's like me, that it starts at Mura Shachar and not by Netzach Hama. And therefore, as we concluded before, although we had already one raya that shows that Ur La Ba'asa, that Ur means the evening, this would not be a proof that Ur means the evening, because as we said, Ur can mean Amud HaShachar, and that's what he was arguing regarding the other opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Netzach Hama, but it's Amud HaShachar, so it's not a raya that Ur means evening, it could mean even the morning time. So the Gemara continues asking on the Man D'Amar that says that Ur means the morning time. Meisve, we learned in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Ein Masin Masuas. We do not pick up the Masuas, which are these big torches that they would hold up on the top on the mountaintops. The messengers of Beis Din, they would do this to notify people that today was the day that Beis Din made Kiddush HaChodesh, that they made the day that just passed, they made it into Rosh Chodesh. So people should know when the month started that this was the first day of the month. Ella, Ala Chodesh Shenir Bizmani. We don't do this. We do not pick up these torches on the mountaintops only on the month which was seen in its proper time. And that is on the 30th day that then the moon was seen. And that is because we can only go ahead and say that this is, we found that the beginning of the moon, that the month was starting. That's when we say that it's the beginning of the month. If that was seen on the 30th day, Lekache, to sanctify it. And then we go ahead and we pick up the torches. And that is that if the month is what's called a Chodesh Me'uber, a full month, and that is that they make Rish Chodesh on the 31st day, which is the equivalent of what we call two-day Rish Chodesh. When we call two-day Rish Chodesh, the first day is essentially the 30th day of the previous month, and the second day Rish Chodesh is the first day of the new month. So when it's a Chodesh Me'uber that the previous month had 30 days, and now Rish Chodesh is on the 31st day, which essentially becomes the first day of the next month, then we are not Mekadesh the Chodesh, and the reason being is because from heaven they already were Mekadesh the Chodesh. They already told us which day is going to be Rish Chodesh, because it's never past that. And the 31st day has to be now the day of Rosh Chodesh. So what this Tana is teaching us is that only by a Chodesh Chaser, by a month that's only 29 days, is when we go ahead and we lift up these torches at nighttime. However, by a Mole, by a 30-day month, which is then Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day, which becomes the first day of the next month, then we do not lift up the torches. And therefore, and the reason being is because now when people do not see the torches, they know that it's a Chodesh Me'uber. They know that when was the, they knew the previous month, and they know when it's day 31, it's going to be the first day of the next month. That's what the Tana is teaching. Now, ve'emesai masin masuz, and when do we lift up these torches? So we know that, again, that on when they pick up the torches is when the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh. So now that means it was really the first day of the coming month. So it means the previous month was 29 days. So if the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh, they saw the Levana and they said, okay, this is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So then on the night after that is when they pick up the torches. So people know, oh, that was already Rosh Chodesh. It means the previous month was only 29 days, not 30 days. And that means tomorrow is going to be already the second day of the month. But when do they do this? Lo'ur Ibure, to the Ur of the Ibur. Which, as Rashi explains, it's, as we just said, it's the night following the 30th day, and that's to notify people that today was Rosh Chodesh and we were Mekadesh the Chodesh, and that is day 30 is called Iburai, and the reason why it has that name is because that is the day when the month would become Me'uber, when they do not designate that day as Rosh Chodesh. That's the intercalated day. That's the day that makes it into, like Me'uber, like a pregnant. It adds on, increases to the previous month and makes it into a 30-day month, not a 29-day month. Now, in this case, we're talking about that it was seen on day 30. It was not a Chodesh Me'uber. However, that day is still called the Ur Iburai. And we say over there that that's when they pick up the torches, so that people should know that we were Mekadesh. In other words, it was earlier. But if it's not earlier, if it's really a Chodesh Me'uber, then we're not going to pick it up at all, because then people know by default that it's a 30-day month and that on day 31 is when it's Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara asks, Alma Ur Urtuhu, but what you do see from this is that the term Ur is nighttime, because very practical reason, at daytime, you don't pick up torches of light. It wouldn't be seen very far. It's only at nighttime when they pick it up, and that shows this symbolic sign that this past day was Rosh Chodesh, which was day 30, which makes the previous month 29 days, and that means tomorrow is the second day of the month. So obviously you see that that's when they picked up the torches, that it says Lo'ur Iburai. It must mean to the evening of the Ibur, of the 30th day, that following night, which was now that 30th day, was again the first day of which is the day of Rosh Chodesh, that's when they pick up the torches. Now the Gemara says again, Shema Mina. It seems to be a clear proof, again, another proof, that to the Man D'Amar that says, Oy is Laila, that Or Laba'asa means that when we do B'digas Chametz is the evening of the 14th, not the morning. But now the Gemara asks, Meisvi, the Gemara asks on this Man D'Amar, that we just said that it's Or Laba'asa means the evening time, that it means Laila, but we learned Hayo'imid Kala Laila. It says in the Braisa that if the Kohen was standing the entire night, U'makabal Mezbech, and he was sacrificing Karbanos and Mezbech, the whole night he was working. La'ira, Ta'in Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. So when the Or comes, then he has to re-sanctify his hands and his feet. Although he's doing that the whole time, he never left. Divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that what's called lina, that when the night passes, it invalidates the kiddush yadayim reglayim, the sanctification he had from the kir from the previous day, as the Gemara in Masechtas Zevachim explains. But one thing we see clearly is that obviously there's tuma in the morning time when the night passes. Ula oira, and to the oir, you need to do kiddush yadayim reglayim. So obviously oir is not evening; it's the morning time. And that the Gemara says oira shani. The word oira is different than the word oir. Now, when it says oir, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue that obviously that's a reference to daytime. It's when it says without the hay, when it says oir, that is a noun that is in reference to the evening, but oira is definitely a reference to the daytime when the oir comes, and that's why it's not a difficulty according to Mandama. And therefore, we have two rayas so far that seem to show that oir la ba'asa means the evening of the 14th and not the morning of the 14th. That's when we do the bdikas chametz.